This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Secretary of State Colin Powell goes to the United Nations today to meet Secretary General Kofi Annan to try to build international pressure to stop an ethnic cleansing campaign in Western Sudan. Janjaweed militias backed by the government have been rampaging through the region known as Darfur in a scorched earth campaign. In a moment, we'll hear more about these militias. But first, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that 3 weeks after Powell visited the region, the international community is still struggling to find a way to stop the mass killings and hold Sudan to account.
The rhetoric has certainly been tough. Secretary Powell told reporters this week that while more aid is reaching Darfur, he's completely dissatisfied with the security situation. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Danforth, said security is getting worse.
It's a true humanitarian disaster, and it's the responsibility of the government of Sudan. They created this monster. They have said that they're going to correct the situation. They have not done so, and we have to hold the government of Sudan accountable.
But U.S. diplomats have had to rewrite a proposed U.N. Security Council resolution on Sudan after Arab states and others oppose calls for sanctions on Janjaweed militia leaders. Critics of Sudan say the targeted travel bans on local militias and not on Sudanese officials wouldn't have mattered anyway. As diplomats discuss the draft, U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan and his special envoy to Sudan again called on Khartoum to keep a pledge to disband the Janjaweed militias and protect more than 1 million people who have been displaced. Annan said with the war in Iraq, he didn't foresee the international community sending troops to Darfur anytime soon, nor did he give Sudan a deadline for compliance.
Monitoring is important. Maintaining the pressure is important. Insisting that they perform is important. And then there comes that moment of judgment when a decision will have to be made that they have not performed and one cannot rely on them to perform.
Human rights groups say that time has come and gone.
I think it's scandalous that the UN Security Council still has not adopted a resolution focused specifically on Darfur, which is clearly the most acute humanitarian crisis in the world today.
Kenneth Roth, the executive director of Human Rights Watch, says his organization has obtained documents that he says implicate Sudanese government officials in recruiting and equipping the Janjaweed to counter a rebel insurgency in Darfur.
There was an order to recruit 300 knights, which is the reference that the Sudanese government makes to the Janjaweed militia. They often call them knights or horsemen because Janjaweed is a disparaging term, a derogatory term that they don't use.
Roth says the Arabic language documents had official seals and were dated in February and March of this year. He says they show that Sudan was intensifying the fight against rebel movements and local tribes, even as the country's president was agreeing to a ceasefire.
And in one particularly disturbing reference, they talk about actually bringing in Arab tribesmen to fill the vacant towns from which the black African ethnic groups have fled. In other words, a completion of the ethnic cleansing process.
While Sudan is promising the United Nations to disarm the Arab militias, Roth says rights groups have heard testimony that Janjaweed members are actually being recruited into the local police force in Darfur. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said he raised the issue when he was in Sudan recently.
We did tell the government that they have to be careful. It must be a no-no for them to recruit the Janjaweed into the army or the police.
He said officials in Sudan denied they were doing this, but the UN is still investigating. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.